Hi, this is Dinah Shelley, one of the pastors at Spring Creek. I listened this week to a church leadership podcast that's called The Leader's Journey. And this week, the conversation was on what they referred to as nomads in the church. Nomads in the church. A nomad, they said, is a disciple that builds the church in places that are outside of traditional church buildings. Nomads believe that Christ can be found anywhere. I think we have some nomads at Spring Creek. I think we have a nomad mentality. Among us are those who set tables in the streets of San Antonio on Saturday evenings for people without homes. Among us are those who serve in city governance and in community gardens. Among us are those who craft quilts and build beds for children, and those who celebrate birthdays at Meadowlands. All of these places and many more, freeing Jesus, getting the keys to the kingdom, and driving. My mentors on this podcast were calling church leaders back to places of broken, humble posture in the community, to move the church outside the walls of traditional church buildings. And they gave an example. They were at three different spots in the country, and yet in all three of those spots, they saw this model for church in their own experience, in their own community, that they agreed upon. And they called this model for church the table. They claimed that the church of the future will shift from an emphasis on the pulpit to an emphasis on the table. I hope that's true. I really do. Because at the table, we all have a common need. At the table, everyone belongs. Everyone has a seat. Everybody fits. And at the table, we're not there to argue like we are sometimes at the pulpit. At the table, we are there to receive and to listen. And the thing about the table is that you and I can both set a table almost anywhere and any day. We can do it over a feast or over a cup of tea or a cup of coffee. Wherever you are in relationship with other people, you can curate a sacred table and then can witness an expression of the body of Christ.